Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 12 minutes past 10 Irish Summer Time. Today is June 25th. It's been a day full of rock and roll. We had the Fed meeting where you had rates staying on hold, which was a consensus view that was borne out. You had ECB President Trichet talking down the possibility of two rate hikes this year, but leaving open the possibility that they may well occur. And you had stock markets where the Dow finished almost flat on the day, having been up in excess of 100 points earlier on, and the Dow is right down now, close to its lows, testing that area. The S&P is a little bit further above those lows. It was up 7 today. On the banks, today was the second day in a row that you had positive action, but given the fact that the S&P Banks Index was so far away from its highs and only up marginally on the day, that's not going to instill a whole pile of confidence, and it really does need to break above 200 to instill some confidence that it has broken this short-term downtrend and may have hit a low of importance, at least in the medium term. Hasn't done that quite yet, but looking slightly more positive in here today. Brazil closed well off its highs yesterday, but was up in excess of 2%, almost 3% today, 1,600 points, pushing back above 65,000. That's quite positive action on that front. We also had a positive day right across Europe, with the IBEX in Spain up almost 2%. What we have seen is that there have been a number of European indices have broken to new lows. The STOXX 50 has been down there in the region of the lows. The European banks have broken to new lows. And we're starting to see a little bit of support being found in this region, but nothing emphatic. We still haven't had a signal yet that markets have found an important low. The Wall Street leash effect remains negative, and until we see some sort of bounce happening on the Dow or the S&P, then there's nothing to shake the bears out of their complacency and the consensus view that this is a distribution within a developing downtrend. Sentiment indicators are getting increasingly bearish. They're not at the extremes that we saw back in March, but they're certainly starting to get that way. We have seen nothing yet in the way of a catalyst that may spark the stock markets to start to turn around. A lower oil price falling below 130 initially and certainly below 120 would definitely be that type of catalyst. The oil price was down over $4 at one point today, but closed well off its lows and was $134.70 towards the close. The oil price remains really quite consistent and has been in a very orderly consolidation below $140 for the last month or so. There has been nothing in that market to shake the complacency of the bulls, and the progression of higher lows remains very much intact. So if we do see oil starting to pull backwards, that could be a catalyst, but that is not being demonstrated in here right now. Grain prices were firmer in here today, with corn up 17.5, soybeans up 36.5. I was tempted to buy in there, but didn't do it. And actually left the office for a couple of hours and came back when they were closed. I think I will be opening positions in both corn and soybeans tomorrow on the back of this renewed fears that bad weather could be hitting the region and parts of Iowa getting in excess of 4 inches of rain in the next couple of days, and that could easily push those prices back into new high ground. With grains pushing upwards and the remaining possibility that oil could reaffirm its uptrend with a break above $141, that contributes to the negative sentiment surrounding stock markets. The question that was posed today is this turning into a buy and hold type of environment? Well, the answer to that is if one is in the Wall Street indices, the Dow and the S&P, and has not sold already, then this is not really the time to be considering selling right now. There is an enormous temptation that when markets are pressuring prior lows to become increasingly bearish, because sentiment at the lower side of the range is going to be quite bearish. It's not yet at the apocalyptic type of reading that we saw back in March, but we're not that far away from it. And it is generally not a good idea to allow ourselves to become increasingly bearish. If one wanted to liquidate a position in either the Dow or the S&P, then rallies towards the upper side of the range would be the best opportunity to do that. Or in the eventuality that they break below their January and March lows, then rallies within a subsequent downtrend would also be good opportunities to do that. Personally, I think that the best case scenario, and the one that is probably going to, in my opinion at least, is going to happen, is that we're going to see further ranging. In which case, there will be more opportunities to get out of these dull markets. The equity markets in particular at the moment are enormously volatile, and it is difficult to make money. They're whipping around quite considerably, and they are very challenging. Now, given the fact that they are challenging, does re one really want to be in markets that are in ranging type environments? There is the possibility of course, that people want to hold on for the long term and are willing to sit through the recovery, which could take any number of more months and could be into 2009 before the Dow and the S&P can sustain meaningful rallies upwards out of these ranges. On the other hand, the resources markets of the world are doing phenomenally well, and as sentiment starts to change, and we are probably only a number of weeks away from a major change in sentiment, then there are other markets that will outperform on the upside when that does occur. The Nasdaq has been performing particularly well in the USA. It's way above its January and March lows. It has been easing off in the last couple of weeks, but is outperforming considerably both the Dow and the S&P. Resources markets right around the world are also outperforming, and resources shares are outperforming in markets that are otherwise relatively moribund. And there are a number of markets in the Asian region that, if sentiment does start to improve, then we are going to see them outperform considerably. Japan has been a relative outperformer in the last few months, and that remains the case compared with a number of other developed markets. China has been beaten down quite considerably and is likely to be in a support building phase for the foreseeable future. However, the Hang Seng has performed relatively better and could also be a recovery candidate. There is, of course, the temptation not to be in stock markets at all, and there remains consistent uptrends within the commodity markets. The grains do look like that they could break upwards on the upside. Oil does remain within an overall consistent uptrend, although I think probably not the right time to be buying into that right now. And government bonds are rallying in the short term. I have a relatively tight stop on the short I opened a couple of days ago. If it rallies very much further, I will be taken out of that, and I will be happy to be shorting it at higher levels. But what we saw today was, with the relatively weak stock market action, that bonds retraced almost the entire loss that it had during the day and closed the day out close to 114. We're seeing that bond prices are rallying as sentiment deteriorates, but we are only a short-term rally in equity markets away from bonds renewing their downtrends. And I think that's probably one of the better opportunities out there right now. If one is nervous about stock markets, Then looking to the bond markets as a potential hedge is, I think, probably a viable scenario. The currency markets were also relatively interesting here today. The euro was up in excess of a full cent and remains very much within this up or this ranging phase that has extended for the last few months. The dollar index remains within this consolidation around its all-time lows. It has a progression of higher lows, and until those are broken, we can anticipate that there will be further higher to lateral ranging in that market. Although it is a congenitally weak currency, and I think it is only a matter of time before it renews its downward move and potentially tests those lows. And with that thought, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.